you, let me see. Will the next slide work? There. And you click on it just once.
Warning, use of this product may alter your perception of reality. Everything looks the same.
Guys, can somebody hit me with some juice? And listen, pulp, no pulp, doesn't make a difference to me. You're the ones dealing with the diaper.
Mom goggles.
Have fun glamping.
What is that?
Have no idea. We got this.
Yep. I mean, think about this. The kids are older. Now they practically take care of themselves.
Nobody understands me.
We're doomed.
What did we do the last time they left us alone with the kids?
Mom goggles! Those things were so great. I mean, they helped us see things like moms see things. Whatever happened to them?
I definitely put them in a place I knew I would never forget.
Great! Where are they?
I forgot.
Computer phone, order 2 pair of mom goggles.
Ordering 2 pairs of mom joggers.
No. Goggles. Mom goggles.
Young lady.
I'm so confused on how I'm feeling. I don't even know why I'm angry, but it feels good to yell.
What you're feeling is natural. You truly are a gift from God. And I hope you know I'm always here for you.
You're the best dad in the world. I'm sorry I don't tell you that more often.
I am gonna cry like a man child at your wedding.
Stop looking at me!
Laundry. Look at this mess. It is literally a pigsty in here, mister. How are you gonna organize your life if you can't organize your sock drawer? First, it's unmatched socks. Then, unfinished homework. Then, kicked out of school next. Jail. How does she process this every day?
All right, one more time. plastic bowls up top, face down, forks up, knives down, plates in the center, pots and pans we wash by hand. Now repeat it back to me. No, I don't think the joggers make you look fat.
I've got my dad's thighs.
Don't you need the goggles?
No. I've seen your mom do this so many times. You have a great mom, you know that.
That's great. Can you hand me the barf bucket?
Oh, okay, here we go.
I got your cat out of the dryer. You're welcome.
I don't own a cat.
How do they do it?
Cats?
Moms. How do they do all of this without the goggles?
They don't need them. Moms have this God-given ability.
Yeah, it's like no matter what the circumstance, they always see the best version of what their kids can be.
Moms are a little glimpse of heaven.
It wasn't me!
Well, that was on purpose. I've been accused of asking many, many questions and not providing a lot of answers. And today, as we do celebrate Mother's Day, I would like to ask another one. Did anyone relate to the situation at the end there with the... Okay. I thought I was the only one. Thank you. Now that that's out in, you know, in the public, we'll give it a rest. Now, we know mothers are, I think we need to agree on this, right? The mothers have gifted us with the most blessed gift. And, of course, that's you. Did you get that? Yeah. Because if it wasn't for Mom, I wouldn't be here. So I think that is something to celebrate. I want us to imagine just for a minute what would be of humankind if Adam had been left alone in the garden. I'll let you think about that one. And I think that you would probably answer that there would not be any empty toilet tubes in the toilet holders in the morning. I mean, that's the natural answer, right? But we're going to shift a little bit here. I'm sorry for the comedic moment, but I just had to do that. Now, we've been talking about love, right, this past weeks. We've been really trying to address what is that we call love and how is it that really matters in our lives, how we are sometimes skewed in our understanding of love and what is God and God's word has to teach us about it. And I think it's so fitting that we end up here, right? And Sunday, Mother's Day celebration of a year. And we stop here at this passage, which is one of those who really echo through the ages for us, really is one of those prayers that the Lord shared with his father that is still so relevant, is still living, is still active, is still quite not complete. It's not quite fulfilled, right? They may be one. You know, and last week we touched a little bit on this. We read where Jesus said, "As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." I mean, that alone is I think is an ongoing matter, isn't it? That they may be in us. Think about that. Now we agreed, well, at least I hope so, that love is not only a verb, right? We sort of looked at love as a state of being. God is love. And we know love by being in God, God Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And Jesus begins this section by stating that God has given him those who followed. And he gave him those who followed for their care. You see, he says they've been given, and they've been given from the world. Now, this is an interesting dichotomy here. It's interesting terms. Given, world. The interaction of those two, of being given from, but still living in the world, is an interesting dynamic. We've been taken from so that we could follow, but we are not taken away from. We're still there. And we're there, but we're not from there. It's like I'm here in Colorado, but I'm not from Colorado. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm from anywhere, as a matter of fact. New York? Maybe. I'd rather think it's Puerto Rico, but we're not from here. And we're in the world, and we're in the world under God's care. So we look at this, and we see Jesus just having this conversation, this prayer with the Father, and he states, they have kept your word. They're doing it, Lord. Did you hear that when we read it? They have kept your word. Last week we talked about that, the issue of obedience to commandments and how we, right? We have such a reaction to those. So this is our part, is to keep the word. And the part that we talked about, you know, again, that obedience that causes so much trouble, because we'd rather not be, I guess. But to love is to be. If the prayer is that we may be in the Father as the Son is, then it follows that this is our call, that we may be in them. Right? This is then our purpose. This is our objective. This should be our prayer as well. Amen? Okay, I'm just trying to figure out if you are here with me, because I don't just want to be talking alone. I think this is so crucial, right? Because imagine if Jesus' prayer is that we may be all one, then what's our part? Okay. Now, I think that Jesus has something to teach us here. The last part of verse 11 introduces us to how that could really be. Since we do not have mom goggles, so that we can filter the world, we do need then Jesus. And Jesus expresses what it is like to explore that feminine side. Okay. Anybody have heard about that? No? Okay, men. Have you ever heard a female, your mom, your wife, your daughter says, get in touch with, no? A feminine side? Have you ever heard that? You see, I think that even Jesus has something to teach about this. do you have a piece of paper? I need you to write this down because you'll need to take that. Come on, guys. You're going to need to take this home with you. This is his prayer to the Father. Protect them. You heard that, right? Protect them in your name that you have given me so that they may be one as we are one. Did you notice that? Protect them so that. So the request from Jesus here is very specific and very full of purpose. Is not protect them so that they may be safe. Is protect them so that they may be one with us. I'll repeat. Protect them in your name that you gave, that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. If there's anything that we can observe through the filter of the mom goggles, is that in a mother's eye, there's that sense of protection, right? It's that sense of caring. There's that sense of carrying those children through so that when they grow up, they can be all that we imagine them to be, right? I'm sorry, but men are not like that. That's why we need mom goggles. You know, a mother is you know, you've heard, right, the analogy. The wings, right, that care for little chicks. That is shelter. That is protection. That is saying, I want you to be safe. But at the same time, we need to have the ones that are under protection go, right? At the same time, there is a risk. But in a mother's eye, and I'm just imagining, the state of love is right under here, right? Love is right under here, right under the wings, where you don't have any risk. Where if anything happens, I'm here. Now, this is what Jesus says. I did, Father, but now I'm leaving. Did you see that? You see, I have protected them. I've done my job. I've worked with them. And they have not only received my words, but they have kept my words. And now it's time for those wings to go. So I'm asking you, Papa, take over. It is now your turn. Now it is the moment that you will take over. He asks something else. I am not asking that you take him out of the world, but I ask that you protect them from? Aha. It's not that you take him out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Wow. So it is not protect them from the fire. It's not protect them from all the dangers that are out there in the world. It's protect them from the one. You know who that one is? I heard somewhere in scripture, and I think it's John 10:10, that Satan came with a purpose. And his purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So that is the objective of the evil one. And here is Jesus saying, Father, you know what he's up to. And they need you. Because I'm going away. That is the reality of our lives. There is a deceiver. A master in deception. He's at work. He's doing it every day. And those who do not belong to the world, but are in the world, need protection. Father, please, take over. So maybe that is the feminine side that we men need to learn about. Maybe that is part of what we need to just foster in us, that protective instinct that we sometimes need to learn from our mothers, from Jesus, the man. That sense that we can be sensitive to cry for all the children of God. Those who are exposed, those who are in need. You see, and I think that that is valid for believers. That's where John stresses to us, you know, protect those who are believers, but it doesn't end there. Because also John says that the world may know, so that the world may know, right? So that the world may know. There's always an objective. That we are of God. That love is there. So please know that the love that we're talking about, as we said last week, is not liking. Right?
Right.
It's not that term that we equate with liking, by the way. I'm working on a book. Title is Love is Not Equal to Like. Right? It'll be a master theological work. You see, and I say this because that is what's happening among us. That's happening in our communities. It's happening in our politics. It's happening in our religions. We are equating love. Remember, all you need is love, right? But really, 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 all we need is God. Amen. Now, y'all recall the Samaritan, which they called good, right? On the title of Bibles. You know, that was not in scripture, by the way. There was no such thing as a quote-unquote good Samaritan. And as a matter of fact, sometimes we take that title that was in scripture and we inundate, flood our minds with it. There is no such thing for the Jews as a good Samaritan. As a matter of fact, I believe that when the Samaritan went to help that Jewish man that was on the side of the road, he did not necessarily like him. Are you here? Exactly. So there's our confusion, right? So maybe we can adopt that feminine side. Maybe we can adopt what it is to be in God, to be love. And believe me, that may not mean that you are going to be pals or BFFs with those who you don't necessarily like. You may not be dancing partners, because it's going to be different. The other is not like me, right? Have you heard that? Those who are the other, and here we can include a bunch of people, whether it is people on the right, on the left, whether it's people from the Baptist community or Pentecostals, whether it's people that are white, blue, black, yellow, whether it's people that speak a different language than I do, it will not make them like me. But we still are commanded to love. Yep. I know you're thinking it. I know. As a matter of fact, I'm reading your minds right now. Yeah, that includes Trump. And by the way, it also includes Obama.
You're not Trump.
No, it does. This is it. You see, I learned when I was 18 that don't matter who's the leader of a nation, they're all screwed up. I tell you, this is, I learned from politics in Puerto Rico. They're all screwed up. You know why? Because they're all human beings. Amen. And we are not necessarily commanded to like them. What are we commanded to do? To love them. Not only that, but pray for them. And I'll tell you, in Christianity, in religion, we have been co-opted. We have been robbed of our purpose by society. So, yep, we may not dance together. We may not necessarily understand each other. We may not like each other. But I do agree with Jesus that we strive to keep his word so that Jesus can complete God's work in me. Seeped in one thing, in the word. Remember what he said at the end? Because the word is truth, right? So that's our point of reference. That's where we need to be. That's our connection. In order for us to be one with God, we need to be seeped in that word. We need to continually explore it. We need to continually evaluate our lives against it. and try to stay away from all the other influences of the one who is trying to deceive us. From the one who's trying to, kill us. If he can kill my spirit, he's done, right? So, there must be a way out of this, people. There must be a way out of it. And I know it. I know it. It's there. And that's where we really need to connect all of our lives continually, putting everything aside and looking at God and saying, I'm in you. What does that mean? I want to be that in Jesus. What does that mean? Maybe it is. Maybe it is the same way as those two guys were asking, how do they do it? Right? How do they do it when they don't have mom goggles like we do, right? How do they do that? Where does the strength come from? Where does that ability come from to be able to see through? I think that that's in mom's nature, but I also think that is in God's nature. And if there's something that I want, it's to be there. It's to know that. It's to experience that in my life. Like I said, I told mom, may you have a regular day. Because I believe that mom got it. May we have a joyous day in God's strength. Let's sing together this hymn.